The key idea is that the pad itself is absolutely as simple as possible, and that there's we don't require, you know, basically a hard disk or large mass storage, because most of the state of the system is all stored back in the network. So I guess how it's different from a laptop or a PDA is that we really rely on the fact that we do have a communications link back into the network, and thus the pad itself is as simple as possible. It's more, I guess there's a lot of discussion lately in the network computing, network computer idea, which is actually a fixed device which is hooked to the network, which has a similar concept in that more of the processing is done back in the network. We're taking that one step further and making the device portable with its own display mechanism. So it's some sense an extension of the network computer concept that the people are talking about now.
Yeah. So do you think we're going back to the old age where people used to have dumb terminals hooked to a large mainframe computer?
In some sense, that's kind of what this is in a way, except we have a whole network of mainframe computers, and you can connect to any one of those, so you're not constrained to be connected just to one of them. And I guess as opposed to being a dumb terminal, it's a terminal now that supports multimedia, text, graphics, and video, and audio, and so it's well above the old text terminal that was back in the old client-server days. But yes, I do believe that it's pretty similar to the advantages of having centralized storage for data and centralized services for system management back in the network is very appealing, and I think that is an important aspect of this architecture.